This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Man, this cold stinks. You know, they say flu is starting to peak, and we're hearing some pretty fancy-schmancy record numbers. I think about 7.3 million people have been affected so far. We're going to be talking a little bit about that. But I got to tell you, my neck of the woods, yeah, we're seeing flu, but we're seeing something else that is driving me crazy. People are saying, I don't know if you guys are feeling this or not, and I live in the southwest United States. I live in Las Vegas. So you guys, you know, live in a variety of other areas. Areas much more wet and humid and cold, but I still get to complain because Vegas winters are still pretty rough on us Vegas folk who, you know, can be a little weenie-ish when it comes to the winter, but we sure are tough cookies when it comes to the summer. So back off, we're tough. Yeah, don't, yeah, I don't know if Las Vegas people kind of demand that sort of aura of don't mess with me. You know, you get that, New Yorkers get that. They're like, oh, he's from New York, don't mess with him. I don't know where that came from. Hey, he's from New York, or he's from Texas. I don't want to mess around with that, okay. Oh, he's from Texas. So he's a cowboy. He's from New York. Or she's from New York. I don't know, you know, what people think of those from Bakersfield. You know, does Bakersfield kind of have a stereotype to it? You know, Las Vegas, people look at those of us in Las Vegas as, I think, topless. I think people think that, right? Because, you know, we showgirls used to be topless. I don't think we really have any shows now out there where, you know, you have showgirls with these big hats and these big feathers and all that, which, can I just say, as a woman, I found that to be a little ridiculous. Not so much for the whole, you know, booby thing, but, you know, you're dressing somebody up in very heavy headdresses. And these, if you've ever dressed up in a showgirl outfit, it's a lot of weight. These showgirls, they have a lot of weight. You have the headdress. You have the, well, you obviously don't have the top, some of them. You got the heels, you got all the sparkles, you got certain straps and things that you wear, and it's beautiful. I've never been a showgirl. Nobody would ever want me as one, but I did try on an outfit, right? Because I'm like, oh, they, you know, do I look like a showgirl now because I have the headdress? No, you don't. And I just find it ridiculous that there's all this stuff going on, right? And then, of course, they're topless. That, it just doesn't really make a lot of sense. But, you know, if that's what people wanted in Vegas, and women would go to the shows too. I did go to a show. There was one show, and it was kind of hard to look at. And you know why women have a tough time watching other women in these shows topless? It's because we understand what it is to have breasts, and it's very hard to dance, walk across a stage, I do practically anything without having support. And I think some of them do allow certain support. I don't know if labor boards got involved saying, well, yeah, you know, there needs to be some support for the press if they're going to be a showgirl. I'm not really sure if there's been any legislation. I have to look up the Nevada revised statutes just to see, you know, because it makes you wonder. But, you know, I look at it going, oh, that would hurt. Oh, God, that's going to induce some drooping. Oh, no. She's not going to want to do that for long because in 10 years, she's going to need a lift. And so a lot of us women kind of look at that going, that just doesn't look comfortable. That just doesn't look fun. You know, and, you know, the other people in the audience, they don't care. They're like, oh, yeah, it looks great to me. So, same thing. I would, and, you know, I could tell that with a man. If a man, you know, isn't able to wear support, it's got to be uncomfortable. I gravity is vicious. Gravity just does a number on us, and it, I think, causes a lot of my, I know gravity really causes some major issues with me. You know, I wake up in the morning, I reach for my alarm, and I fall out of bed. You know, I trip over a cat toy, and boom, I fall. Gravity keeps pulling at you. And so anyway, I've always had a tough time watching some of these Vegas shows with that because, you know, it just looks painful to me. That's all. All right, but that's neither here nor there. So I am dying to see what people think Las Vegas people, those of us that live in Las Vegas, you know, Las Vegas has a lot of suburbs and, you know, we have mountains and hiking and skiing nearby and lakes and boating. You know, we're a lot more nature-oriented than people think. And I think people think that we just hang out in casinos and we dress up with sparklies and we dye our hair, we put on a lot of makeup. Now, I dye my hair and I wear sparkly nail polish and I do all that. But that's not because I live in Vegas. If I lived in Winnemucca, Nevada, I'd do that. If I lived in Owensboro, I would do that. So that's not a Vegas thing. But anyway, in our neck of the woods, there's this cold where you wake up and you feel parched. You feel like you just can't drink enough water and your throat is dry. And then you have this dry cough. It's this viral thing. I don't think it's bacterial. You don't stop coughing, and then when you cough, you pee. It's not a really good cold. So for any of you guys having issues with that, my recommendation is as long as you got the flu shot, as long as you have your pneumonia shots up to date if you're in that age group, and as long as you're overall healthy, hot showers, maybe some hot tea with lemon, make sure you get some rest, and drink a lot of fluids. But this, it just dries you out. Not a very, very good cold. Okay, so here we are. We're going to be talking about, a lot to talk about. All right. There's these apps out. There's apps for everything. Well, they think that we could be using an app to determine how much pain you're in. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about a new study that's come out saying dental floss could be exposing us to toxic chemicals. Dental floss. I've been yelling at you guys, dental floss, water pick for years. Well, we'll tell you guys what that is because I want you all to kind of, you know, yeah, relax a little bit. There's also dangers of drunkorexia. Now, drunkorexia is what many of us did in college, where we purposely don't eat, right, before we drink at night. So it hits us harder. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. months. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
Yeah. This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay. I tried to fish through this little mess on the whole dental floss thing. I don't understand why you guys all have your panties all up in a bunch. Most of you don't dental floss. Come on. I know you don't dental floss. Look, I'm a board-certified family doctor that really believes in dental health, and I tell everybody to floss and brush your teeth. I don't dental floss every day. Come on. Be real, people. Be real. Okay. I don't think we're all because we've been dental flossing our teeth, because the majority of us don't even dental floss. Okay? But in case you want to pretend that you have been dental flossing religiously, All right, well, I'll buy that if it helps make the segment go smoother. I need to talk to you about this study that came out saying certain brands of dental floss could be exposing you to chemicals. And Oral-B is in it. And Oral-B is kind of like the grandfather of all these dental products. I think anything dental I have is Oral-B. I don't know of any other brands at the top of my head. Huh. Oral-B? Trying to think. I know Oral-B, it sounds kind of a rap song, right? By the way, really quickly here, but before I go into this, do you guys know who invented dental floss and when dental floss came out? I really dig the history of things, okay? It was back in 1815, and it was an American dentist, which is kind of shocking because most advances in medicine had come from Germany and Europe. You know, in 1815, you know, we were still kind of recovering, you know, from, you know, our War of Independence and all that and, you know, kind of getting our poops together. And so it was kind of a very interesting time for us to start making advancements, but we did. And Dr. Levi Speer Parmley is the one that introduced the idea of using a waxed silken thread as floss. He then actually published a book called A Practical Guide to the Management of Teeth, and it emphasized the importance of brushing and flossing daily. Now, it didn't really get mass-produced, this silk floss, although unwaxed, I should say, until 1882. So by 1882, Codman and Sherleft Company did that. And then dental floss got its patent by Johnson & Johnson in 1898. Now, by World War II, silk started to be an issue. Remember, everything was getting rationed. So, silk would be too expensive, and it would tend to shred. So, in World War II, they started to replace the silk with nylon as the main material in dental floss, and that was credited by Dr. Charles Bass. He apparently had been known for making dental floss and incorporated it as part of the oral hygiene. Then, a 1980s was the first interdental brush that was invented as an alternative to flossing. Do you guys kind of remember that back in the 80s, there was some brush that claimed they got in to the teeth? I don't really know whatever happened to that. But that's a little brief history of dental floss. Pretty cool stuff, okay? Well, here we are now in 2019 in a study conducted by Silent Spring Institute and Public Health Institute of Berkeley said the popular Oral-B Glide Floss, which is what I have, it's in a little pretty blue package, which I need to, like, open eventually since I bought it and I need to use dental floss, may be exposing us to elevated levels of toxic chemicals called PFAs. Now, do you guys know what PFAs stand for? You should. We talked about this on the show years ago. You need a quiz. We really need to do a pop quiz. PFAs stand for perfluorooctane sulfonic acid. Come on, people. You should know that. I hope you're taking notes. So anyway, according to the CDC, these PFAs are man-made chemicals, although I thought also some fish kind of make them. I have to look that up. But they're man-made chemicals that we use in everything. Non-stick cookware, water-repellent clothing, I think like Gore-Tex. Stain-resistant fabrics, carpets, cosmetics, firefighting foams, other household products. And so the chemicals apparently do not break down once introduced into the environment, so they can start to, accumulate in the blood of people and animals, they say. And if they accumulate in animals and we later eat the animals, there could be some long-term exposure. Now, there's been studies linking PFAs to cancer, like testicular cancer. We've also heard of thyroid disease. There could be fertility issues. An unborn child could be affected. There could be immunological issues where you have trouble inducing an immune system. And it's actually been linked to high cholesterol. So what they did in this study, and don't worry, I'm gonna kind of breaking it down. I'm going to put it on my Facebook page and my website, is they tested 18 dental floss brands, including the Oral Glide B, and they took blood samples from 178 middle-aged women. And they did this to assess the levels of 11 different PFA chemicals. So they tested 18 dental flosses, brands. They looked for 11 different PFAS or PFAS chemicals, right? And then they asked the women about their behaviors that could lead to exposure and found that those who flossed with Oral-B Glide had higher levels of certain PFAS than those who didn't. So the lead author of this is Katie Borodo, and she said this is the first study to show that using dental floss containing these PFAS is associated with a higher body burden of these toxic chemicals. But she said the good news is, based on her findings, consumers can choose flosses that don't contain PFAS. So I looked up which flosses do not contain PFAS, and I just don't see a rampant list, but my guess is unwaxed. So you would have to pick an unwaxed dental floss. Now, if anybody's in the dental field out there, would love to hear from you. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. If I was in the dentistry field, I would say, everybody calm down, calm down. You know, when you eat French fries from fast food, it's got that nonstick coating. This nonstick coating is on everything. So your dental flossing shouldn't cause anybody to panic. However, sometimes when I dental floss, if, you know, I have a little gingivitis or whatever, even though I don't see it because my gums look really good, but, you know, sometimes you bleed, right, when you dental floss. And so I did wonder about exposing, you know, myself, if my gums start to bleed, to something on the dental floss. Now, usually what's on my dental floss is pieces of chocolate, you know, or steak or something. And again, that eventually is going to get into the bloodstream because I eat that stuff all the time. But if our waxy, beautiful, gliding, you know, dental floss has chemicals on it, which makes sense, you know, how do we want to minimize our exposure? So the one thing I'm still a huge fan of, which my dental brethren taught me, was the water pick. You know, water picks, hopefully it's clean, sterile water that you use to spray and flush, right? You know, out things from your teeth. Really, I think, is one of the least ways to expose yourself to certain chemicals. Now, I'm sure somebody could ask, well, what about your toothbrush? Isn't your toothbrush waxy coated? Well, I don't know. I mean, we put a lot of things into our mouths that have chemicals on them. I mean, I bite my pencils. I notice now we're using less and less pencils, and I don't bite pens as much because I'm tired of pens leaking into my mouth. But I am a huge pencil biter because the yellow part is soft, right? Because it's made of wood chip, right? I love sinking my teeth into a pencil, and I love chewing on pencil erasers. I don't know why. That's just something I've always done as a kid. I like to chew on pencils. All right, so what kind of lead exposure did I get from that? So, you know, when it comes to this, I would suggest trying to find maybe the unwaxed, okay, or use a water pick. But don't stop flossing altogether. Talk to your dentist about it. Because, you know, not all dental floss contain these PFCs, and there's also PTFEs and PFOAs, etc. It is very difficult to look at a product and see if they have it, because these products don't say, hi, no PFAs. And I got to tell you, we could go crazy, you know, going after all these companies. I mean, so many cosmetics have these. Yeah, there's, you know, if we forced manufacturers to list every single chemical on their product, there would be no room on the packaging, or these packagings would be so big that you'd need a U-Haul to take the dental floss home, because the package would have to be so big with all the warnings. So my recommendation to you as your radio doctor is just assume everything around you has chemicals. And so try to limit some exposure, but still take care of your teeth and your mouth. 1-877-DOCTORDELLY.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Last night, our collective promise was fulfilled with Jamie's Safe Recovery.
There is joy across the state of Wisconsin at news that a 13-year-old girl who'd been missing since her parents were found murdered in mid-October has been found alive. And a 21-year-old man is now facing charges for Jamie Kloss's kidnapping as well as for the murders of her parents. The Barron County Sheriff saying that suspect, Jake Thomas Patterson, wasn't on their radar screen.
Jake Patterson had zero criminal history locally and zero criminal history in the state of Wisconsin.
Third week of a partial federal government shutdown winding down now, but it's the first payday where about 800,000 federal government workers are not getting a paycheck. Meanwhile, President Trump is to host a roundtable discussion on border security and his call for a wall at the White House later today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Dolly, so thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. So Fox News has a nice article here on the dangers of drunkorexia. What happens when you skip meals to drink alcohol? And there are a variety of reasons. I mean, you know, we did this in college. One, because we couldn't afford alcohol. So if we had to choose between eating and drinking, we chose, you know, the alcohol instead, so we would skip meals, save the money. And also it would seem to hit us better. So this is kind of a common thing we see, especially with the young ones these days. But they say that that could imply that you actually have an eating disorder. And they get drunkorexia from anorexia. Those people that anorexia is where one chooses to not eat. There's a lot of variety of reasons for that. And unfortunately, many people with anorexia suffer terribly. But they combine drunk and anorexia. Now, they say it's not a medically classified eating disorder. I don't think that is in the DSM-5 at all. But many experts notice that a lot of weight-conscious drinkers seem to do this. But you need to, as a parent or as a buddy, right, identify this because that could be pretty dangerous for the average person, and we'll explain why. So according to a review published by Drs. Adam E. Berry and Anna K. Piazza-Gardner, she said you can identify somebody who's a drunkorexic because they skip meals to save calories, they do excessive exercising to compensate for alcohol consumed, and they drink in order to purge food. Now, they say this review aimed to look at college students' exercise and dieting habits in relation to the amount of alcohol they consumed. This was published in the Journal of American College of Health in 2012. And they found that highly active college students and those showing disordered eating behaviors were more likely to binge drink than their peers. According to Berry, college men and women seem to showcase this, quote, disordered drinking in different ways. Men tend to overexercise. Women tend to skip meals before drinking the alcohol. Now, Dr. David Herbert, director of the UCLA Center for Human Nutrition, also confirmed a tendency for women, you know, especially young women, to skip meals. Women do so in order to attend cocktail parties where they're likely to consume high-calorie drinks. See, these people, I have a problem when scientists start figuring out what we women do, all right? Ladies, does it bother you when you see it reported, like how we flirt or how we try to get a guy to do something? Aside, when I see these articles, I'm like, oh, damn, they're on to us. Okay, I thought we women do things kind of sly. I had no idea that not only are these well-known facts and all the tricks are out there, but it's actually published somewhere. People are reading this stuff and then they're giving it to the guys. See, I never did the bat the eye thing when it came to flirting with guys. You know, my mom would talk about, you know, oh, don't just bat your eyes at every nearest man. Don't be, first of all, I go batting my eyes. I mean, if I really wanted to flirt with a guy, I don't do it with eye batting, Mom. And I didn't really go into too much detail because I'm sure I would have gotten whooped, right, for telling her what I do to attract men. But as a kid, right, not men, but, you know, the guys. But I, you know, we women, we have so many tricks. Remember just a couple days ago, I read you that article from 1958 on what was being recommended to girls to try to get a husband. One such recommendation was stand in a corner and cry because, you know, a very valiant man, you know, would come up and ask you what's wrong and want to, like, save the day, right? I was always taught when I was younger, you know, the path to a man's heart is through his stomach, a way to a man's heart, to learn how to cook. My mom stopped saying that to me the very first time I cooked or baked anything. She's like, you can't cook. And my father was like, you need to learn how to cook. I'm like, what the heck with that? Please, oh, hell no. First, you know, it's like, we're never going to have grandchildren. Listen, I can cook. I can make a duck. I can make a prime rib. I can make a frosted flake chicken. And I could make a rice pilaf. I could do that if the box has the instructions on it. I'm not that bad. I could do, hey, Corey's been married to me 22 years. 22 years, so I'm doing something right in the kitchen, because I'm obviously not doing anything right in the bedroom. But I'm definitely doing something right in the kitchen. So, and by the way, that stereotype, we've got to get rid of that. Really, I mean, women have to know how to cook to keep their husbands, please. Like, it's not about that. If your man doesn't want to be with you, it's not going to be about the cooking, okay? And you don't keep somebody by their cooking. That insults men, by the way. I find a lot of these stereotypes that have insulted women to also insult men. It's like men only care about food, No, they don't. No. I mean, you know, they care about love and loyalty and respect. Men want to be respected in the marriage. They want to be loved. They don't want to be ignored. They want to be heard. I mean, just like a woman does. There's a lot of similarities. We just take on these roles, and guys are like, oh, no, I don't worry about the touchy-feely stuff. You know, and women may say, oh, I'm not worried about X, Y, and Z. But we are. We really are. I think we're worried about kind of the same stuff. So, going back to, where was I? I got lost because I was making a mental note that I need to cook dinner tonight, and I started to panic about how that would be. So, I really, honestly, I can't even retrace my steps. Why are we talking about relationships? Where were we? Oh, drunkorexia. Okay, yeah, so we're talking about college students getting drunk. Okay, so, going back to that, they say drunkorexia is not limited to the United States, even the UK finds that 40% of young adults aged 25 to 34 have skipped meals. An Italian study reported 34% of adults aged 18 to 24 have limited food for the same purpose. So, when you skip meals and you restrict calories, it actually has an opposite effect on weight. What ends up happening is you start slowing your metabolism. You know, your body is designed to get food. So you start to starve yourself because you're going to party that night. Your body's like, okay, whoa, no food's coming down the pike. So guys, I don't know when Dahlia's next meal is going to be. Well, it doesn't matter. She only eats like chocolate and red meat. Well, it does matter. I mean, we could use the glucose of the chocolate, Harvey, and we could use the red meat. All right, whatever you say. So look, she's not eating. She hasn't eaten all day. So when she does eat, we better hold on to it because obviously she's stupid. And she may be doing, you know, this intermittent fast or whatever the heck she's doing and not eat appropriately. So we're going to have to, guys, you know, think for her again. Yes, again. And we're going to have to, right, hold on to the food when she gets it. Don't metabolize it too quickly. All right, fine, whatever. This girl's an idiot. I know. But listen, that's our job, okay? We can't pick our host. So this is the conversation that goes on in my body. I don't get to hear the conversation. I wish I could because I'd be telling all of them to go, you know, take a hike. But, you know, so that's why whenever you fast all day, you know, I'm not going to eat all day because I'm going to eat a big meal. It just messes with your metabolism. And then everything starts to get stored as fat. So remember that alcohol also causes a drop in blood sugar. So now you're hypoglycemic because you haven't eaten all day. Then you drink alcohol, you get more of a drop of blood sugar, you get dizzy. That's why every time somebody's dizzy, we're like, eat something. Now people say, but if alcohol has sugar and you're adding sugar with soda pop in it, that's not the type of sugar that the body always needs. The insulin eats that up pretty quickly. You need to have something more solid. So young adults unfortunately account for 1,700 alcohol-related deaths. And you wonder if a lot of these alcohol-related deaths are because they, you know, were on an empty stomach. We have alcohol intoxication, alcohol poisoning, we have drunk driving. Also, we have physical assault, sexual assault. So we got to drink responsibly, and drinking responsibly means eating responsibly. At 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the CDC says we are in another severe flu season. So don't let anybody tell you differently. It may not be as bad as last year, but they say it's pretty severe, with 7.3 million people sick. Half of those people have been to the doctor because of the flu. They say thus far, 83,500 have been hospitalized. They say an estimated 6.2 million to 7.3 million in the United States have been sick since October. At least half of those people have sought medical care for their illness. Apparently, people have been in the hospital between October 1 and January 5th. Now, flu season usually kicks off end of September, early October, and goes all the way to end of May. So it makes sense they're going to use the October 1 starting point. Now, this is according to the CDC. They say this is the first time the CDC has provided flu estimates for the 2018-2019 study. Now, people will be like, well, it's about time, but I get how it takes a little while, right, to get the data and extrapolate it. I get it. And the estimates were extrapolated from data from about 27 million people, or 8.5% of the U.S. population. This doesn't necessarily mean that every single flu case was reported, because it's not. A lot of you guys get the flu, you call out sick, you stay home. That's not really landing on anybody's, that's not, you know, pinging anybody's radar. Now, there have been studies where Google can figure out, you know, if you have medical issues or what's going on in your household because of your searches. There was a study that I think came out last year that looked at where they knew where the flu was hitting because they could tell by the Google or I think the Bing searches people pulling up the symptoms. So you had more and more flu searches starting, like I believe it was back east, and then you start to see it around the southern belt, and then it started to move to the west, which is kind of what we're seeing now. Most of the states affected are southern United States before the northern. But you start to see the pattern of people, you know, looking up fever and chills and body aches and coughing and sneezing and myalgias, malaise, all that. And you're like, okay, well, somebody must be either having those symptoms or somebody in the family must be having it, so there might be flu in that household. A little creepy, huh? Your search history. I don't really look at the search history. I should. I'd like to see what my husband and the kids are searching up. Maybe I don't. But you could really tell a lot from what's going on with somebody, right? Divorce lawyer search, okay? Somebody's looking up, you know, certain ethnicities of people that they want to look at, right, online. Job searches. You know, it's very interesting. People at work, people in workplaces, they're very well aware of this. I would hear people at work going, I'm not going to search that up here. I'm going to search it up on my computer at home. And I'm like, well, it's okay. I mean, you play, you know, solitaire on your computer. Nobody's going to think you're goofing off. No. But it could be traced. I think a lot of people are paranoid now that certain things could be traced. You know? And I found that fascinating. But anyway, going back to the flu. They say that the flu season typically runs, as we said, October to May. This is being reported by CNBC. And we see peak between December and February. Some people will say between January and March. I think this year, our peak was pretty much end of December, starting end of December, early January, so perfect timing. And the agency recommends getting vaccinated early, ideally by the end of October, but it's not too late. All right, the vaccine will kick in usually within a couple weeks. And babies older than 6 months old, and any of us obviously older than 6 months, should get vaccinated. They're recommending the traditional shot. Toddlers 2 and up could get the flu mist, but we're being told that the flu mist isn't as effective as the flu shot. The thing is if you can't get your kid to come to the doctor to get a shot, and they, which I got to talk about, one of you had written, how do you get your kid to come in to get his vaccines? But the flu mist offers a nasal spray. Yeah, the kid doesn't like something getting stuck in the nose, but the kid seems to like it a little bit better than getting the shot. You know, and parents seem to like it a little bit more, but it may not be as effective. That was, I believe that came from the CDC. So the CDC recommends that anybody with flu-like illness should stay home for at least 24 hours after the fever is gone, except to get medical care for other necessities. And they say 37% of U.S. adults were estimated to have vaccinated last flu season, which is down 6 percentage points. Now, flu killed over 80,000 people last year. It caused almost a million hospitalizations. But we have less people wanting to get the flu shot this year because they don't trust it. Last year's flu shot wasn't very effective. It was the H3N2 virus, if you remember. It was a type A influenza. And then there was a little bit of a surge of the type B influenza in the spring. So people were getting sick in the spring with type B flu. And the flu shot is supposed to protect against all of that. But, you know, flu shot usually 3 strains. Quadrivalent does 4 strains. But what we found is there's a variety of strains of flu, you know, and, you know, the government tries to manufacture the flu shots as best as they can. But this H3N2 strain virus that we were working with last year trying to make the vaccine, they had said that they thought it mutated before the vaccine ever finished. So most of the time, these agencies use data from Australia because Australia gets their flu before we do. They have their flu season months before. So they figure out what's circulating, and then they go from there. And then they try to make the vaccine. And you'd think, you know, we would do better than Australians do because we could use Australia data. The thing is viruses mutate very quickly. So even though we kind of get a little bit more of an idea of what's going on, it doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to hit it 100%. And in a good year, having about 60-some percent efficacy with a flu vaccine is considered good. It's never going to be 100%. So if you're in the 60s, well, I think last year it was in the 20s or 30s. A few years back, it was like in the teens. So some years we miss it. Other years, we don't miss the mark and we get it. But they had reported that they thought that H3N2 virus was mutating while it was in the lab, right, to a new, you know, or it was whatever was out there was mutating, such that by the time our guys finished the vaccine, got it ready, got it marketed, got it sent out, it offered some protection, but not as much protection because we have the strain changed a little bit. And so if it knows, if these viruses know how to evade your immune host defense system, so your body is expecting, you know, a virus to look one way. It changes a little bit. You know, does your body attack it? Does it not? Some bodies will be like, you know what? I'm sorry. It's all, you know what? Any of it down the line, I'm going to have an issue with. I'll fight it. But others are like, nah. It looks a little different. Has different colored shoes. So no, we'll let the one pass. And that's what happens. Now, I've been asked, you know, how do you get your immune system smarter? Again, eating healthy. If your immune system doesn't have to do with all sorts of other BS, like an STD, or this infection, or that infection, or that infection, then when you do get something like the flu, hopefully it's ready to go. But if it's taxed all the time because you're not eating healthy and, you know, it's not getting the components they need for their, you know, for the whole immunological system because you're not, you know, giving them the nutrients it needs, it's going to be sluggish. And then how do you get your kid to take a shot? Well, when they're really young, there's nothing you can do. They're going to yell and scream, and you got to hold them down. It just happens, all right? But a lot of these shots don't have to hurt. It's the whole idea of the shot. You know, the kid's like, oh, my gosh, I see a needle, and they all freak out, and then they don't even feel it. They're still screaming, I don't want it. I'm like, I already gave it to you. Please. If parents weren't drama queens, I think the kids wouldn't be drama queens. That's how you do it. 1-877-DR-ELLIE.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will
will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.